Podcast Ranger.
Is that it?
We're back.
I ruined it.
Welcome to Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Looks super. The audio looks super quiet.
How's that? That's good. We're good.
We're good.
Are we good?
Hi everyone. We're back. We realized we couldn't do anything without Ichi being here. It's just not the same.
You said we're back, and now I'm just like, turn back the clock to the dawn of time and sing this song with me.
That was
a movie
I rewatched recently. Does not hold up.
I used to watch
I will probably disagree with you.
It was one movie my grandparents had.
I watched that movie all the time as a kid, and I rewatched it recently on Netflix. I was just like, okay, it's not terrible.
Crows eat a man alive.
But it's just,
I don't know, what you're talking really about.
Happens. I mean, eventually
we're
dies.
Back.
We're talking about
dinosaur
story.
Oh, the dinosaur
John
movie?
Goodman the dinosaur.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways.
Lisa Simpson.
We're here with five casters. The core casters plus Sal.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, Carl's asleep.
I don't have a thing to say.
Carl, wake up.
Yellow caster lies dormant.
He's
like a volcano waiting for his moment to erupt. And that moment is when we talk about the Zoodron.
He's doing his best red caster. He's doing his best red caster impression.
Well, you scared Emily. You actually scared her. Car,
good
apologize.
Job.
You scared Emily.
Yeah, lean in closer. That'll solve it.
I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
It kind of worked a little bit because I laughed.
I scared the shit out of some random woman yesterday by accident.
And my dad did the same to me at my house the other day.
No, we were
just said, hi, Em, and I just
I was just walking down the street, and this girl was talking with her friends, and like she's like, and she looks next to her and sees me, and apparently I'm scary looking. she went, whoa!
Oh god, it's Zora!
Apparently I have this weird ability where like two people will be having a conversation, and I'll just stand quietly behind them because I'm kind of like listening, because I accidentally eavesdrop sometimes. So then I'll just like, oh, join the conversation, and for some, Blade, how long have you been there?
No, nothing beats me at my work. We all have to dress black because it's part of the uniform. We're in a dark room when we have to turn on the lights. When somebody doesn't see me and they walk up, I just turn around. I scare the living shit out of them.
I don't have a story to relate because I respect people.
You want to know why, you want to know why,
where's that gotten you?
No, you
not far.
Ichi, you want to know why? Because you're not Batman.
You're also not Batman.
Yes, I am.
You're less Batman than I.
Totally.
Anyways, let's talk about some news.
Yeah, we actually picked a pretty good time to take a break because there's not as much news as I was expecting.
Yeah.
Alright, starting us off. Deca Yellow is preg again.
Oh my god, and will her baby, will her second child be fucking shown in this Deca Ranger movie?
This explains why she is not wearing her Deca Ranger uniform at the Space Squad movie episode zero preview screening event, which happened a while back. The baby girl is expected to come out at the end of July.
What is a girl?
Good for her.
Boy, so, and a girl, no?
Shout out Deca Yellow.
Praying for another safe and healthy delivery.
Yay.
I hope you become.
Next.
Oh my god.
On our last episode of Extra Extra, I mentioned that there was some fan art of Kamen Rider Build, and I finally tracked down the image.
Who the fuck drew that? Derek J. Wyatt?
Melancoy, apparently.
Looks like something out of Ben 10.
Melancoy, M-E-L-O-N-K-O-I, on Twitter, drew their interpretation of the silhouette from the last magazine scan.
It's not bad.
I think it looks awesome.
No, it looks
how it's got Pepsi and Coke.
It looks like something from Generator Rex.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Copy Genmu Zombie Gamer's eyes, though.
Looks like Sunny the new Max Steel.
So apparently the reason that this has been highlighted is because we have some rumors regarding more information on Build. Coming from someone on the forums named by the username of Dukeman, we have our latest grain of salt news. Apparently the transformation belt will be called the World Driver. There will be additional riders called Kamen Rider Pain, which refers to paint, and Kamen Rider Roots, which potentially refers to gardening.
God, a paint and gardening rider? Are you fucking kidding me?
And with their powers combined, they transform into Kamen Rider SimCity.
I don't know, I was thinking more a day at like a March break camp.
So, and Build will apparently have a weapon called the Saibato Blade, and apparently the gimmick, which makes sense based on the silhouettes we saw, will be called Material Balls.
I have no idea if this was done intentionally or not, but I get it. It's Painter. Painter is a short form of Painter. But, like, is that, like, a joke to the fact, and maybe, like, the character will be, like, an artsy, broody type?
Art is
like,
pain.
Life is pain.
Art is pain.
Pain is art. It's gonna be smoking.
That'll lead right into the Akiba Ranger reference.
There you go.
Gardening rider. Fuck off, Toei.
You know, they had a fruit rider before, right?
I'm very
yes, but the great thing was that show did very, very well.
I'm very afraid.
You never know.
If these riders turn out to be what's happening, I'm very afraid.
And to think, this will be the last series in the Heisei era.
Yeah, everyone
thinks it's going to be the end of Kamen Rider.
Okay,
we know
so
it.
Here's the thing.
We can only hope.
The Emperor of Japan is changing hands. Naruhito is becoming the new Emperor of Japan, reportedly.
In January of 2019, after year 30 of the Heisei era.
So, because this means the Heisei era is ending, or rather, whatever era it actually is in Japan.
It is still the Heisei era.
Because the era is ending, and people have been saying that Build is going to be the last rider of the Heisei era, everyone has been overreacting and shitting themselves, thinking that means there's not going to be more riders after Build.
And even when they say, that, oh, there's going to be no more of blank, that usually means we're just going to call it something else.
Exactly!
The Pretty Cure All-Star movies, there's going to be no more after 3, because we're calling it New Stage.
But like,
there's no more BotCon, we're going to call it HashCon.
The amount of people I've seen on Facebook today who thought that Kamen Rider was coming to an end is fucking staggering. God damn.
You're welcome.
I mean, if Build doesn't do well, who knows?
Some people didn't believe anything.
Anyways.
Winston, did you know that gullible isn't in the dictionary?
What?
Go ahead, look it up. Alright, next. On the Q-Ranger side of news... Potential Ho-Oh soldier actor.
And he's old as fuck!
Akio Otsuka, who voices Oshi Black, aka Champ, posted a picture from a recent Q-Ranger movie viewing party, which includes Minami Keisuke in it, and this was deleted minutes after it was posted, which means he could potentially be Ho-Oh soldier. Anyone who knows Minami Keisuke will know that he was already... In Sentai, in Go-Onger, he played Saki's love interest, Seiji.
Was Go-Onger turned into a Bat Ranger?
RPM.
Yes,
RPM.
RPM.
Oh, okay.
A.K.A. Mad Max Terminator.
Mm-hmm. So, potential Ho-Oh soldier. Next. Kamen Sentai Go Rider coming to Blu-ray and DVD.
There you go.
That cover, that box art is pretty snazzy.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Why?
Because it's good.
Why?
Would you say
I bought too much? So, Go Rider will be released on Blu-ray and DVD September 13th. The Blu-ray version is 4,800 yen at base price, which will include the making of and the trailer. The DVD version at 3,800 yen will include the trailer, but not the making of.
Oh, look at another Agito. He thinks it's so cool. There's just gold sunglasses on.
Well, I mean, he is. So.
I wear my sunglasses in the night.
Jokes on him. He died.
But yeah, that's cool. Next. Gar, you want to take this one?
Oh, here you go. Let's piss Gar off.
Because it's Garo related.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
All right. So some time ago... Kraken releasing got the
that
rights.
That sounds like a special attack, like from Digimon Frontier. Kraken releasing! Or like a Sailor Moon attack.
They got the rights to the first season of Garo, so that they can legally release
Which means subbers everywhere are dying!
You mean TV Nihon, because
yeah.
They're the only people that subbed it.
That's what I meant.
In which Garo Collection 1 will be released on October 17th, 2017. The release will cover the first half of the season, so 25 episodes, you're only getting 12, and it costs $40.
American.
Yeah, so it's like 60 for us, probably. You're paying $60 for roughly 12 to 13 episodes? I'm gonna give that a fuck no.
Come on, get it together.
Yeah.
I just absolutely love the picture here. Artwork not final!
Yeah.
I love artwork, not final.
That's my favorite movie.
I like how his eyes are in the space between, so it looks like he's trying to stare through the letters.
But yeah, you got...
God, I wish this artwork was final.
Maki or
I don't know his name.
Huh?
Makai?
No, the main Koga?
I think it's Koga. But
Koga, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see Koga.
I thought you were like, you did, but you said it.
Yeah. You got Koga with his Makai Knight armor above him. Hopefully, Collection 2 has zero.
The Wing Knight?
Bakunetsumaru! Captain Gundam! Spear! Defenders!
Anyways, yeah. If you like Garo, go buy it.
How about now?
More on the DVD and disc front. Mega Rangers North American DVD release has been delayed.
No.
Mega Yellow.
Shout Factory.
Mega Yellow, you're holding your helmet the wrong way.
I was about to say.
This is where I look through. Right?
Right?
Look how Black's holding his. He's like,
you guys.
And then you got Mega Silver, who doesn't have his helmet.
And then Mega Pink with the power of
Pink Tails.
Where are the Ninja Turtles?
I know, right? So, Shed Factory has updated the release date of Mega Rangers DVD release. Originally set for August 15th, it has now been delayed to Halloween due to production issues.
I can see that.
That was great, Cell, your birthday party. I just put on that episode of In Space with the Turtles, and just a bunch of your friends are watching. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You're so blown away.
And I was just like, are you kidding? This is the best episode of Power Rangers to date.
I didn't want to be a Power Ranger.
So yeah.
20 years later, I love being a Power Ranger.
The item is still priced at $59.97, but if you pre-order it via the Shout Factory website, you can get it at a discounted rate of $47.97.
No.
So, let's see here.
My God.
$60 for 50 episodes.
See?
Roughly.
That's better.
That's a bit better.
This is a bucket. My God.
But what you don't realize, Gar, is that Garo has boobs. That's why they hiked the price.
Oh.
True. And I also have I got a bad feeling about this, that when you get the Blu-ray release of Garo, it's going to be the DVD quality and not the HD remaster.
I like to think they wouldn't do that.
I don't know.
They wouldn't do that.
Yeah, they would. No, it's Kraken releasing, Lane. They're the guys who put out the freaking Godzilla Blu-rays that we've been watching.
I just had a weird thought. Okay. Imagine if back in the day, Fast Ranger or something along that line, existed, right? Mm-hmm. In the capacity we do now. Where this would probably, this was like a promotional image, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day, we have our first release picture of the Mega Rangers, and da-da-da, and we're just looking at this. Do you think one of us would have jumped to the conclusion that Yellow's mask was just like that? And, why is she so different? Well, actually, if you know,
So we got our first promotional image of Mega Ranger. Took us 4 weeks to get the magazine in from Japan, but it's here.
Yeah. Who are you talking to, Wayne?
What's the internet?
it's completely torn.
We have to hand out tapes at school or something.
Like a old-timey radio program.
Please listen to our show.
Brought to you by Portly Washboy Cleaning Soap.
Just played over school's PA system.
Attention, attention. Now Radio Sentai Cast Ranger will now be playing. During the national anthem.
Cast Ranger.
Don't you start.
Too late.
We could do anything. Don't ruin our national anthem. You jive turkeys.
Call us a jive turkey.
What's the French
you just lost
cast
all
Ranger?
Credibility.
Anyway.
La Radio La Senta and the Cast Ranger.
Les
look French. Just put lamb for
Québécois.
Yay!
Power Rangers Ninja Steel to return in August.
It's returning Ninja Steel.
And I'm not quite revealing something, but there might be something Ninja Steel related on Cast Ranger in the horizon. So stay tuned.
The shit storm returns.
The show's coming back in August. Ninja Steel.
We might not be recording a weekly show, Ninja Steel.
And we might decide to talk about it, Ninja Steel.
Dun, 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 dun.
Gar fucking hates it! Gar fucking hates it! Gar! Ninja shit!
That's the theme song!
I gotta remember that.
Go, Ninja, go, Ninja, go!
Go! Just mix that
ninja,
in.
Ninja! Ninja! Shit!
Ninja, ninja, crap.
Oh!
The show will start with the 8th episode, Gold Rush, which aired last March, and debut of the Gold Ranger,
Are you telling us?
Weston.
Are you telling us
that it's time for a gold rush?
Is that
a reference? Yeah! To Power Rangers Zeo.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
One of the worst thing about it, that episode got the least amount of views.
Ooh.
Because Nickelodeon didn't promote that the Sixth Ranger was going to premiere.
Nickelodeon fucked! Next.
They've been doing that a lot lately.
Yeah. Take it.
Oh. Justice League versus Power Rangers issue 6, aka the final issue, finally got a new release date.
I really like Batman's design in this comic.
It's
he's got the blue trunks.
Yeah. It was originally supposed to come out June 14th.
Those are not trunks.
Yeah. But it has now been moved to September 13th.
Wow.
It will cost $3.99.
Yeah. So I can finally, you know, complete this run of comics.
Remember back when, like, comics were, like, a quarter?
No, Lane, because none of us existed yet.
Do the comics, like, if you assemble them in a certain arrangement, form a mega comic?
No.
That'd be cool. That'd be neat.
Like, this isn't Happy
like
Meal.
Like, with the cover art?
No, no. This isn't Spy Kids 3D Happy Meal toys.
So,
all six comics go together to make a giant poster.
You weren't here when Gar, like, was upset that they, like, shelved this at first, and I was like, okay, Gar, what I'll do is we'll go to the comic store, buy some Power Ranger comics, DC comics, tape them together, and there you go.
It made surprisingly a lot of sense.
Yeah.
All right. Power Rangers summoned the Batwing.
Oh, dear.
So, Lane, you were wondering while we were watching the Gavan Deca Ranger episode where Shelly was. Turns out we have an answer.
Oh.
We don't have the budget.
Suzuka Morita, a.k.a. Shinken Yellow, a.k.a. Shelly in the Gavan reboot films, has been cast in the quote-unquote lead role for Digimon Adventure Tri as Sora.
Hey! You know what's great? Like, her actor, she was like 16 when she did Shinkenger, so, and she still looks fucking adorable.
I just don't know why the site decided to say lead role, because Sora is not the lead.
Or is she?
Maybe she's
Sora is best character in Digimon?
Regardless of opinion, the fact stands that she's not the lead.
Do you remember that time she helped Joe in the background in that one episode?
Maybe in the play she's the lead character?
Well, like, it doesn't, I don't know.
Joe would have been stuck washing dishes in that restaurant for Digitamamon if it wasn't for Sora.
But we saw the poster for the stage play, and it features Ty and Matt, who's played by Yakumo.
Go me for remembering Digitamamon.
Digitamamon.
Whatever.
Good fucking job.
Tama chameleon.
Get out.
Tama chameleon.
Chameleon green.
Shinobi green.
Alongside her reveal was Marina Tanoe and Yuna Shigeshi as Mimi and Kari / Hikari, respectively.
Okay, I haven't watched any Digimon or try. I just missed a question. Does Sora wear a hat?
No.
No.
She's older.
Not watching.
It's almost like she had to grow up or something.
No,
well,
right?
No, you know why? It's because Ty threw up in her hat and didn't tell her about it.
And she just never washed it.
She just never wore hats ever again.
When you get to a certain age, you can no longer wear hats.
I mean, I grew out of fedoras like any...
Tell that to my mom, Emily.
Oh, you know what she
means. I said in Japan.
Oh, in Japan, okay.
Anyways, next. Well, we wanted them, we talked about them, and they're finally happening. Legacy Diecast Ninjetti coin set.
I'm actually shocked that they actually put the words Ninjetti on.
I know, right?
That's what
they're that means they're acknowledging the movie.
Well,
well,
yeah,
I guess,
look at the logo.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. It's from.
And it's not Power Rangers the movie, it's Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie.
I love the frog coin.
I like frogs in general.
But yeah, everyone was wondering, like, oh, where's the Falcon coin? Well, it already came out with the White Ranger movie.
Yeah,
Wolver,
same
so.
With the Ape coin, the Crane coin, and the Wolf coin.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Bear and Frog coin are the only two that aren't
well,
really.
Yeah, because we didn't get Yellow and Black Movie Morphers.
Yeah, because Movie Morphers don't sell.
Yeah, I go to my Toys R Us, and on, like, the upper shelf where they keep, like, spare toys to switch inventory, just four stacks of fucking White Ranger Movie Morphers.
This
and I was
is
like,
what
wow.
happens when, you know, Tommy becomes the main key of a product placement.
Hey, Tommy's awesome.
Anyways, first unveiled at Toy Fair, apparently was the name of the event, comes with the five...
Yeah, Toy Fair. Here.
Yeah, Toy Fair. It comes with a special display case to show off the coins, and it is expected for a fall release.
They're cool looking.
They're diecast.
They are what they are. You either want them or you don't.
I don't.
I do not.
What is next?
SH Figure Arts official images of Kamen Rider Drive Type Special.
Yeah.
I like it.
Because this is what we're spending the budget on.
Hey.
Kiva? Or another drive form?
Laser?
Yeah, look at that. No, go back up. Look at that one picture of him. He's just like, yeah!
He's turned away from the enemy and just going, yes! Yes! I'm awesome!
He kind of does look like Kiva.
Just a sure you can.
He does look like.
Then under that, there's a shot of him with the handle ken. Then one with the Shingo axe.
I guess
for
he comes
reason.
With those.
Like, why? He never used it. I don't think so.
Did he?
He used them in the movie.
Did he?
Yeah.
Ichi showed us the funniest picture where it was just like Kamen Rider Drive. Surprise, motherfucker!
Oh, it's probably the only thing I do like about it.
Like, oh, okay. I'll agree that, like, yeah, like, it's weird that he still has, like, Dark Drive's color scheme, like with the blue, but like overall, I still love it as a form. It's
like
really nice.
If the blue parts were yellow, this form would look so much better.
Yeah, why are they still blue?
Someone will
budgeting
paint it.
Reasons.
Someone will paint this
marketing
because
reasons?
Budgeting reasons.
Oh, they couldn't repaint the costume.
Yeah, no, they might just well. Yeah, because
so,
it's honestly, if you look at it, it's just the undersuit that's yellow.
They probably just dunked the undersuit in a fat dye.
Guys, this is a summer movie. We don't want to blow all the budget. Throw in some half-ass.
So, the figure stands 145 millimeters tall,
yep.
Includes replacement wrists and shift cars for Type Speed Wild and Technic. Does not include the handle sword and Shingo axe.
Oh, okay.
That's odd. Tamashii Web Exclusive, 6264 yen, to be released in November. Pre-orders are open.
We're still waiting for Type Fruits.
I know, right?
And honestly, out of all my drive figure arts that I want, the only one that I want that left is just Gold Drive, so...
You mean like Gord Drive?
No, I refuse to call him Gord Drive.
That's my favorite bad English.
What about Sailor Satan?
What?
Sailor Satan?
Okay, here's... I know this is a little off topic if you've never heard of this, but when in a... I believe a magazine or some kind of like a picture book that came out, like one of those like art books,
mm-hmm.
for Sailor Moon, the characters' names were romanized in the background. But because of how Saturn is spelled as Satan,
it came out
in the background as Sailor Satan. The best thing about that is that actually kind of makes thematic sense. There it is!
Because she's like the destruction soldier.
Sailor
Satan. Sailor Satan.
Sailor Satan.
It's better than the second image I found.
Anthony, put that image in.
Yes.
Oh, no! Someone drew Mr. Satan as Sailor Satan. Oh, no!
I'm guessing they were inspired by the first picture.
I guess.
Also, not quite as bad, but Cure Pine being romanized a few times as Cure Pain.
Inside, destroy.
Well, it's like when we saw the romanization for Hooking Wrecker, and apparently it was Fucking Wrecker.
Because it uses the character Fu.
Hooking Wrecker!
Yeah, remember when the person said, I don't know if this is true, but our next cover is going to be called
Fucking
Wrecker.
Fucking Wrecked. Next.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
In more on the line of weird figures, Retsu Ichi Joji, aka Gavan.
Yay.
In his human form.
He's so cool. I love that jacket.
He looks like he belongs in Star Wars.
I
know, right?
See how Kogoro is based on.
He actually comes with a background of just the, like, way he transforms. That's incredible.
So you can just stick him in front of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you can just have, like, Gavan there.
And somehow the actual Gavan suit is shorter.
That just might be a weird perspective.
No, I think he's shorter.
So this head sculpt has Kenji Oba in his younger years. Figure comes with replacement wrists, a transformation background. Web exclusive, 6264 yen, November 2017.
And you can't even say that, like, oh, it's because of the suit actor, because he was the suit actor for Gavan.
Yeah,
he did his own shit.
That is weird.
Not like these pansy ass motherfuckers these days.
Yeah,
oh, except
like
except for
Molly,
because she was her own suit actor, too.
Yeah, it's cool.
Jojaku.
Alright, next. Kamen Rider Fi's PC cushion.
So
wait, okay. What's a PC cushion?
Okay, so basically you place it on your lap, and basically the keyboard lays on the table. That way when you're typing something or doing something on the computer, it's like a cushion.
Oh.
It like sits on your lap, and he's like also using the computer while you're actually using the computer.
I've seen them
that's
lots of characters.
So it's like what Raven's doing
is
with Anna right now. Just placing her right there and like playing on the computer.
Okay. Oh, that's cute.
So
do you have a baby gift card?
Oh, gotcha. Aww.
Yes.
Aww. That's adorable.
I've seen them at Koma-san.
It's a little guy. He's just got a big head. He's just, like, snuggled in between them. That's so adorable.
I've seen these in Digimon, aww, because the Digimon ones
yeah
actually look pretty well.
My heart melted just
I know,
now.
He's so cute.
So, as if you're watching the video version, you can see this comes with a SD plush of Kamen Rider Fies and a plush keyboard pillow themed after Fies.
Oh my god. I don't know why I'm so like fucking overboard with this, but I love it.
Because he's
so...
If they do this with Drive or something, I'm done. I'm fucking done.
I just love the numpad. It's got the emblems.
Why is it only Fies though?
Oh,
because technology, that
yeah
was his thing.
I guess. Oh, yeah, but wouldn't that make more sense if it was like a phone holder or something?
I don't know, but
it's got a phone on it.
So this is premium Bandai web exclusive, 62.64 yen, September release. Pre-orders will end on July 12th.
Can you just go back to that picture, please? No, just the one. Yeah. Aww.
The first one.
It's so cute. I love it. Oh,
connectioning.
My God.
Weep, 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 weep.
I would love if it did that.
Yeah. Next.
Oh.
More details on the Gashokan Bugvisors Y Neo or Shinden Kuroto version.
Can I say one thing that this thing does?
Uh-huh.
It plays Excite.
Oh my god.
Now, I don't know if it's Dan singing it or it just plays the song.
Oh my god, if Dan
but if it's
it?
Dan singing it, this isn't entirely worth it.
Oh,
probably won't.
So, I absolutely love that the image advertising this in this article that we're looking at includes the shot of Dan trying to full Nelson Cronus.
Great.
Why is it called a full Nelson?
That's the joke from DBZ Abridged. When Lucky grabs Raditz, he went, full Nelson!
But here's the interesting thing. Apparently this comes with several different images, or maybe it can be, maybe it changes colors?
Oh, is it?
No, it's one image, but like the data behind him is translucent, so you can see the colors of the gash behind
well,
yeah, him.
Yeah,
because
they probably just put the bug. It's just the
yeah,
bug drivers why just with Dan's fucking
yeah
face on it.
So like you can see it between the two colors.
That's so cool. I love it's the same going, ah! Oh, I can't wait to buy this thing.
So
you're buying this?
Yeah.
Are you? Did you doubt that he'd be buying this?
It's got Dan on it.
So here's the thing. This has all the features of the standard DX release, including its compatibility with gashets, and it comes with its own grip, like the DX one. Pressing the A button will activate 60 different lines of dialogue.
Yep.
Pressing the B button plays the TV-sized version of Excite, and pressing both A and B will activate 98 more sounds!
One for each death.
Oh my god, maybe!
Oh my god. Yeah, no, I'm totally
so,
buying this thing.
Yeah. Premium Bandai web exclusive, 43.20 yen, which is pretty good.
Yeah, it's going to be like a $70 toy.
It's because it doesn't come with a gashet.
Yeah.
November release, pre-orders end June 28th.
When Okja comes out on Netflix.
No, Dave's already ordered one for me, so we're good.
Shin Dan Kurotoda!
Watashi wa Fumetsu da!
For some reason, I know you were saying Shin Dan Kurotoda, but yeah. I for a second... My brain parsed it as Sheen Dunkaroos.
Shin Dunkaroos. That is the name of this episode.
No.
Yes, Shin Dunkaroos.
Do Dunkaroos even exist anymore?
They do.
Well,
yeah,
if
they do.
They'll
I've seen
them
over.
Back and they'll be Sheen Dunkaroos.
Can we just have a picture of, like, the Dunkaroos kangaroo and just
Dan's
face, please?
Yeah.
Sure. Thank you.
I would
good
buy
job,
that.
Emily.
No.
You still come up with gold every time.
It's because my brain doesn't work. I'm sorry.
You know what? That's what my coworker Jonathan says. He's like, I need a new brain. So that's funny. All right, next.
And finally, character and plot details unveiled for the City Shrouded in Shadow game, which we've talked about briefly.
Wait. Isn't that the scene from Godzilla versus Biollante where, like, the guy opened the window blinds and then just Godzilla was right there and he's like, oh, shit, and
yeah.
just died?
No. Or, like, in Godzilla versus King Ghidorah. Where the guy just accepted his death when he saw Godzilla.
Just fucking kill me.
Yeah, he's just staring at him. Tears are coming down. Atomic breath building.
That was a great movie.
So,
M11.
So as we know, this game features the likes of Gamera, Ava-01,
did you just say Gamera?
It's Gamera.
Gamera.
I do.
Don't hurt anyone.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
Respect your kaijus, bitch.
I'm sorry, Daddy!
I didn't mean it!
And it also includes Soldier Legion and other kaiju.
Yep.
There was a bunch of information on characters, but that's way too much to talk about. Ken Misaki is a male protagonist. Miharu Matsubara is a female protagonist. There's a heroine who was supposed to meet the protagonist named Yuki Kono. And Hideyasu Otsuka is a web news writer covering the Giants. And Risa Kashiwagi is a journalist covering social problems, apparently. There's a lot more details, but I don't feel like talking about them all. The game lets you start with either the male or female protagonist. You can choose their name, and as we discussed before, you get to choose a lot of weird, seemingly unnecessary shit, like their job, their clothing, their hairstyle, and which you can change. You can change their clothing and hairstyle again during the game for some reason.
Gee, do we get to choose their, like, social insurance number?
Yuki's clothing and hairstyle can be selected at the start. You can change them during the game. It is up to players if Yuki ends up as either the lover or friend of the chosen protagonist, which means possibly with the female as well.
Oh, definitely friend.
No, man, definitely Godzilla.
Definitely friend zone.
Definitely friend zone. I'm running from giant monsters. I ain't got time for romance.
Sorry.
No, it's like, all right, Godzilla's all the way on the other side. On the other side of the city. You want to have sex? No. The fuck's wrong with
My
you?
My hair lost you.
No, if anything, you end up like that guy at the end of Godzilla 1984. Everyone's out of the city. I get to do whatever I want.
Eating a nice, delicious meal.
Yeah.
So
telling Godzilla to fuck off because he's a freeloader. Yeah.
So as of this writing, the confirmed giant shadow scenarios are titled as such. The giant shadow whose true form is the giant of light. The giant shadow whose true form is the king of monsters. The giant shadow whose true form is an all-purpose, decisive humanoid weapon. And the giant shadow whose true form is a flying giant monster.
Well, we know... Well, okay, giant flying monster, that's definitely Gamera.
Well, we can just list them, because their descriptions are down here.
King of Monsters is Godzilla. Giant of Light, that's obviously Ultraman.
Yeah, it's the Giant of Light, it's Alien Zarab in disguise as fake Ultraman.
Yeah, and then...
King of Monsters is...
Godzilla, of course.
Yeah, Godzilla and King Ghidorah. All-purpose decisive humanoid weapon is obviously Eva 01.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Evangelion things are in this.
Flying giant monster is Gamera.
Now you're just gonna say it like that just to piss Gar off on purpose.
Gamera. Yes.
And the last scenario is teased by a fifth shadow from a currently unknown work, which is said to be highly mobile.
It looks like...
Wait.
Mobile Suit Gundam.
Yeah,
God damn it!
That's what I was thinking too. It's a Gundam.
Yeah, it looks like that.
It looks like a Gundam!
Yeah, it looks like the green generic Gundam.
Was the Zaku's?
Yeah.
They wouldn't make a Zaku the enemy!
Yeah, they would.
No, you know what it will be? Hey, Big Sam.
Oh, hey, Big Sam.
Right. I would love it if they did.
Can we talk about Ultraman News now? Oh, wait. Ultraman News no longer exists on Extra Extra Cast Ranger. If you want to hear Ultra News, go listen to Ultra Ranger.
Yeah,
that stars me, Lane, Noble, and Crunch.
Yeah,
we compartmentalized the thing.
Yeah, we actually have a lot of fun talking about Ultra Ranger stuff on
Ultra News. More interesting than life.
Ultra News.
I'm gonna add that now to Ultra Ranger before we talk about news.
Absolutely.
That's pretty good.
All right. Well, that was Extra Extra One. Sal, what did you think of all this news?
Goku Daddy.
Well, you know, definitely not as much as I'm used to. That's for damn sure.
Nothing.
Why do you guys keep going?
Nothing beats your X-A reaction. That. That's our writer.
Was that how I
doesn't
asked?
Look finished! Help me
back in the kiln.
I'm not done yet.
Looks like fucking Krusty.
Alright. Thank you all for listening, and we will hear you on the podcast proper.
No, you won't.
I mean,
thanks for listening.
I mean, you're right, but fuck you.
If you only listen to just Extra Extra, then yeah, we won't hear you. You won't hear us in the podcast proper.
But why?
Maybe they listen to the podcast first.
Oh!
If you did that, you're doing it wrong.
Is this like some Memento shit?
Good night, everybody.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.